Shalom, Australia. Daphne was murdered outside her home in Otniel last Sunday night in front of her 17-year-old daughter, Renana. Daphne, who had been stabbed several times, held onto the knife inside her body so that the 16-year-old murderer would not be able to use it again on her daughter. Renana and her father, Nathan, gave several interviews on Tuesday and Wednesday, speaking tearfully of Daphne's joy and positivity, insistently refusing to entertain bitterness or express hatred in the wake of her murder. A Palestinian who lived in a nearby village, a relative of the murderer, came to the home to pay a condolence call earlier in the day. Nathan said of this Palestinian friend, "I am certain that had he known, he would have stopped the terrorist from coming here, even if it cost him his life. Our friendship is much stronger than that. I asked all my friends, everybody Jews and non-Jews, to come to the Shiva." Daphne was hailed as an exceptional mother and friend and a nurse who was learning Arabic in order to better help her patients. She left behind 6 children, 2 of whom were adopted. Morad Bada Abdullah Adais was arrested at his home overnight Monday, Tuesday morning. In Tekoa, a pregnant woman, Michal Froman, the daughter-in-law of the late peace activist Rabbi Menachem Froman, was moderately injured in a stabbing attack on Monday. Her unborn child was not injured. Her reaction was empathy for her teenage attacker. She said, "It's very strange. When I hear about terror attacks in other places, I say, may the terrorist's name be blotted out, and I hope they kill him. But during the attack against herself," she said, "that she experienced empathy for the assailant. I wondered what he went through, why he's doing it. What does he want to get out of it? To be one of the martyrs? To be part of something? I don't know." The attacker, Otman Mohammed Shalan, from nearby Bethlehem, was shot in the leg by an armed civilian and apprehended by security forces after attempting to flee the scene of the stabbing through the same opening in the fence by which he had entered the settlement. In another tragic incident over Shabbat, a 13-year-old Palestinian girl with a knife in her hand ran towards the civilian security guard at Anatot. The guard opened fire, fatally wounding her. Police said later that an initial investigation showed the girl from the nearby village of Anata had fought with her parents and stormed out of the family home with the knife, declaring that she wanted to die. President Reuven Rivlin called on Monday for the government to push through new funding for Israeli Arab communities to help counter the growing influence of Islamic State in the country. Warning that Daesh is already inside Israel's Arab community, Rivlin told a security conference in Tel Aviv that more support was needed for Arab communities to combat radicalization among the young. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Ambassador Dan Shapiro on Tuesday after the American envoy leveled sharp criticism over Israel's West Bank settlement policy, accusing Israel of having 2 standards of law in the territory, one for Israelis and one for the Palestinians. Shapiro's unusually accusatory comments on Monday drew harsh response from Netanyahu, who called the remarks unacceptable and incorrect. The Dalmatian Abbey in Jerusalem was vandalized with anti-Christian graffiti overnight last Saturday. The graffiti read, "Christians to hell and death to the heathen Christians, the enemies of Israel, and revenge of the people of Israel is yet to come." 2 days later, police arrested 2 teenagers aged 15 and 16 suspected of carrying out the attack. The Jerusalem home of 89-year-old Professor Yaakov Malkin, director of Tmura, the International Institute for Humanistic Secular Judaism, was vandalized overnight on Wednesday. Graffiti depicting a Star of David and references to biblical passages was sprayed on the fence around the house. An envelope containing a threatening letter and a knife branded with a further biblical reference were also found at the scene. Malkin is a well-known writer and educator, espousing an ethical and humanistic approach to Judaism and religion. For the first time since his conviction on bribery and corruption charges last year, former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert on Monday admitted to obstruction of justice in coordination with his former top aide as part of a plea bargain bid to reduce his prison sentence. He did not admit to guilt in the other cases of bribery and corruption for which he has been found guilty. Former IDF Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi on Wednesday expressed his satisfaction that a corruption case against him has been closed, but lamented as regrettable the 5 years it took to clear his name. Attorney General Weinstein said that the decision to close the case does not imply, change or dull the severe criticism by the state controller that the conduct of Ashkenazi, aide-de-camp Erez Viner and confidant Boaz Harpas was inappropriate for such high-ranking military officers. The case against Avi Ben-Yahu, the IDF spokesperson during Ashkenazi's tenure, was also closed on Wednesday. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri revoked the residency rights on Thursday of four Palestinians charged with taking part in deadly attacks in Jerusalem. Three of the Palestinians were indicted for throwing stones at a car in southern Jerusalem neighborhood of Amon Hanatsir on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, causing driver Alexander Leflovitz, 64, to lose control of his vehicle and crash into a pole. Considered by some the first casualty in the current round of Palestinian violence, Leflovitz died of his wounds the next morning. Majed Faraj, director of the Palestinian Authority's General Intelligence Service, said on Wednesday that the Palestinian Authority has prevented 200 attacks against Israelis in the latest wave of terror attacks since October 2015. He said that Palestinian security services have also confiscated weapons and arrested 100 Palestinians in the effort to prevent the attacks. A senior activist in the human rights group B'Tselem was arrested overnight Tuesday near the West Bank village of Susia. Police confirmed the activist was linked to two other left-wing activists arrested this month on suspicion of informing on Palestinians who sold property to settlers. One was named as Ezra Nawi, who was arrested at Ben-Gurion Airport on January the 11th. Mega, once Israel's second largest supermarket chain, last Sunday asked for court protection from its creditors. Workers protested outside Lod District Court and called a strike that closed the chain stores on Monday. The judge granted the struggling mega supermarket chain 30 days protection from creditors and was expected to appoint trustees to keep the company going, find a buyer, and try to save 3,500 jobs. Avigdor Kaplan, chairman of Mega, surrendered to public pressure on Thursday and announced that he would hand over 480,000 shekel bonus he received and give it to the supermarket's employees. Thousands arrived in Jerusalem on Tuesday to celebrate the Knesset's 67th birthday and mark 50 years of the inauguration of the Knesset building. Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein read stories to children, while other Knesset members showed off their non-parliamentarian skills, including Staff Shafir, who gave a piano recital. Former President Shimon Peres was released from the hospital on Tuesday morning after having suffered a minor heart attack last week. Peres said, "I've just had five fascinating days. I'm very pleased to be getting back to work. There's a lot of work to do, and that was the goal of my healing." Dudi Sela was briefly in the headlines as a resurgent sporting hero after his success in reaching the third round at the Australian Open. Unfortunately, he was eliminated yesterday. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem for SBS Radio.